Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1545. 9 Ways to Be Much Healthier with Very Little Effort by Adam Murray of livingthisgoodlife.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hello, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. Now, it is the middle of the week, so we're due for a little inspiration. Today's quote is actually a nice compliment to what we were talking about on Monday's episode. That was episode 1543, and that's where we were talking about volunteering and how volunteering regularly can improve our overall health and wellness. So here's today's inspiration. Quote, "We make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give." Winston Churchill. All right, and with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. 9 Ways to Be Much Healthier with Very Little Effort by Adam Murray of livingthisgoodlife.com. Obviously, we'd all love to be as healthy as possible. But for most of us, it's placed on the back burner. In fact, we compromise our health in so many ways. The way we eat, the lack of exercise, stress placed on our bodies, and so many other things play a huge role in how healthy we are and how we feel. Many of us don't make positive health changes unless something bad actually happens. And even then, some of us still don't make changes and end up feeling horribly each day and are likely on some type of prescription drug. Without our health, it's nearly impossible to fully enjoy anything. We instead just go through the motions each day, feeling blah, and bury ourselves in things to numb the pain, hoping we'll feel better for at least a short period of time. I'm not saying this to try and make anyone feel badly. I'm saying this because I want to inspire people to be a little healthier. A little healthier goes a long way when you consistently do it. And believe me, I've been there on several different occasions. But we're all here to make a better effort with ourselves. I hope to give you a few tips that you can implement at any time that will have you feeling better and much healthier. Here are 9 easy ways to be much healthier. 1, drink enough water. About 75% of people are dehydrated. Your body doesn't function properly in any way without enough water. That goes for your mind too. Water helps fight off infections, keep your organs functioning properly, improves your sleep quality, helps with your mood, and so many other things. The easiest way to know if you're hydrated is to look at your urine. Each time you use the washroom, if your urine is nearly clear, then you're hydrated. Don't worry about the traditional saying of 8 cups of water a day. That doesn't work because every person is different. Everybody's a different size. Some have more physical activity, and some live in hotter areas. Because of that, simply go by the color of your urine. If it's nearly clear, you're hydrated. 2, get enough quality sleep. Sleep is the time that your body heals and replenishes itself. Without regular, adequate sleep, you could potentially be taking years off your life. Make sure that you're getting between 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep each night. There are several ways to help with quality sleep. Sleep in a dark, cold room. No electronics in the room. No pets in the room. Exercise during the day. Go to bed at the same time each night. Don't eat within 2 hours of going to bed. And don't watch TV or look at your phone 2 hours before going to bed. 3. Move a little more. It's all about getting your body moving. Our ancestors were much healthier on average than what we are, and a big factor in that is because they were always on the move. A lot of us, like myself, are stuck to a computer for a large part of the day, and then we get home and sit on the couch the rest of the evening. Do little things to start moving more. Park further away from the doors when you're at the mall or store. If you work in an office, try to stand as much as possible and pace around. Challenge yourself to walk just a little each day, and then increase it by a little every other day. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. And stretch for a little bit every time you're sitting for a long period. 4. Eat until you're not hungry, rather than eating until you're full. In North America, we don't exactly have the best diets. Way more than half of us are obese. One way to help your body out is to eat until you're not hungry, rather than until you're full. Here's what I mean by that. Have you ever noticed that we always try to finish what's on our plate? Or we have that extra bite or two even though we know it's too much? Well, next time you're eating, try to stop when you're not hungry anymore. Our bodies already struggle enough to metabolize things because of how processed they are. If you slow down how much you eat consistently, your body will thank you. 5. Slow down on work. I'm not saying to go and quit your job. What I am saying is that a lot of people put in way more for a company than what you get back. If your contractor salary is to work 40 hours a week, then work 40 hours a week. Don't put in 5 or 10 extra hours a week. We need to stop the idea of putting in more hours means you're a better worker. We're compromising our health when we do this, and we're wearing it like a badge of honor. There's nothing about losing sleep, adding more stress, being away from family, and eating poorly, all for the sake of working more, that should be viewed as honorable. Instead, use those extra few hours a week to relax, spend time with family, do things you love, and be healthier. 6. Limit your alcohol consumption. If you can eliminate alcohol completely, that's great. But for those of you who do enjoy some cocktails, then work at limiting your amount. If you typically drink 3 times a week, then try to limit that down to 2 times a week. Keep pushing to improve that. Maybe each time you drink, you have, say, 5 drinks on average. Try to limit that down to 4, then 3, then 2, and so on. Alcohol is a depressant and really may not help our bodies much. It instead leaves us feeling anxious, dehydrated, causes headaches, stomach issues, and so much more. Anytime you're able to slow down on your alcohol consumption, you're doing your body a favor. 7. Listen to happy music. Many of us love music. It makes us feel things even more than we already do. When you listen to music that you enjoy, it sends positive signals throughout your whole body. When your body is happy, it's much healthier because there's less stress present. Anytime we can limit our stress, we're doing our body wonders. 8. Eat darker chocolate rather than milk chocolate. If you're anything like me, you have a huge sweet tooth. Dark chocolate is much healthier than milk chocolate. Try eating darker chocolate to satisfy your cravings. You may need to slowly work your way up, but you'll start to crave the darker chocolate more and more as time goes on. If you can work your way up to 70% cacao or more, then you're doing great. And 9, do the things you love. I don't mean go eat a full 16-inch pizza by yourself and wash it down with 5 beers. What I mean is that if you love going for walks in the park, go do it a lot. If you love playing with your kids, go do it a lot. If you love building furniture, go do that a lot. When you're doing things that you love, it greatly benefits your body because you're at peace. Now that's only 9 of a billion things you could do to be healthier. It's all about taking those little steps and making better decisions. Any little positive step helps you be healthier. Do what you can and challenge yourself. I hope you're able to use some of these tips. There's nothing more important than our health, so treat your body the way it deserves to be treated. Nurture it as much as you can, and you'll find yourself living a much healthier and happier life. You just listened to the post titled, 9 Ways to Be Much Healthier with Very Little Effort, by Adam Murray of livingthisgoodlife.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So remember when today's author, Adam, said that many of us don't make positive health changes unless something bad actually happens? And even then, when that happens, we sometimes still don't change? Well, that was me. When I was younger, I definitely took my good health for granted. I thought I was invincible. I thought I could eat whatever I wanted, not exercise, not really manage my stress or anxiety, and then, at the age of 19, was diagnosed with a chronic disease. But look, if you've listened to this show for any period of time, you already know that story. So let me put this a different way. Recently, a friend of mine was telling me how they recently woke up with a neck ache. We started comparing notes. I remembered when I've had neck aches and whenever I turned my head, which positions hurt the most and how difficult driving was and just concentrating on anything was because of the pain. The conversation then drifted to how, when we're feeling well, we take something like a pain-free, fully mobile neck for granted. Now, the same goes for our health in general. We take it for granted until something goes wrong. Then it seems like we'll do anything to return our health back to normal. Now, there's a saying that's been attributed to Ben Franklin that I would often hear when I was in school and taking public health classes. Now, the context of this quote was actually about preventing fires, but it's now often widely used throughout the health industry. Quote, "An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure," end quote. You see what I mean? It was like Ben Franklin was actually talking about disease prevention. And for our purposes, we'll just assume he was. Thank you again so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a wonderful week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.